sounds like this. Sundays 5 to 7 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sounds like Sundays 5 to 7 p.m.
Breakdown. Hello, this is Ravelo. The
Breakdown. This is Sam Genders from Tongue. The
Breakdown. This is Jess from Penis. The
Breakdown. This is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Laura Allover from Chemtrail. The
Breakdown. This is Jeff from Living Body. The
Breakdown. This is Christina Gesera. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown.
Afternoon and welcome to The Breakdown. The Dream Team is back.
Oh, God damn it.
The Dream Team who play songs when they're not meant to be played. Hello.
Hello.
Steve and Joel are here.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Joel.
Great show last week, you and John.
Thank you.
I've got a lot to live up to today. I don't believe you made a mistake that early on last week.
Not that early on, not no. There were definitely mistakes, though.
That was Linda Linders. You heard in full, a bit of Ty Segall after that. But Linda Linders are back with their first new music for 2 years. They've signed to big label, Warner Brothers. And that is a track called Burning Out, going to be from a forthcoming album. No name on that yet, but they've got a big tour planned in the autumn. Supporting Bleachers. Okay, I suppose that's a big tour.
That is a big tour.
Big tour. Yeah, I think this is going to be their third or their fourth album. Anyway, very, very good. That was Burning Out, starting us off today. Plenty of new music. There always
plenty,
is.
There always is. Always We've not is. Discussed anything, have we, about Give what we're going to do for Album of the Week. Not as many albums this week as there were last week, but there are new albums out from...
Well, there's WHYH Nailgun, 11 tracks in 10 minutes.
Yawa Nailgun.
Is that Yawa?
Apparently.
Is that how you say it?
La Securité.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Big one from Olivia Rodrigo, yes.
I'd be quite happy with two from that.
So would I.
Great
album. I've even got two.
Have you got two already?
I have.
I don't know. Oh, Kelsey Lou.
Kelsey Lou's another one that I've got something from.
Kelsey Lou. Okay, yep. Which track have you got from that?
Cutting Off the Head of a Ghost.
Only the Lonely I've got.
Oh.
I reckon we'll go with that then. It's a brilliant album. Got new tracks as well by Chloe Slater, Blood, Red Shoes, Artificial Go, Lamb Chop, Gia Ford, Prown. And Shearwater, who have not released anything for a while.
Yes.
Have you brought that one?
No, I haven't.
You haven't brought that one. What are we playing next?
One that you didn't mention that's next on your list there, Penelope Isles.
Oh!
Who have announced a new album, their third, called Three, appropriately, due out on September the 25th via Bella Union. And they put out this single this week. It's called Thinking Seat. And we will follow it with something from last week's album of the week from...
Slippers.
You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Second album from Slippers, Slippers 08, came out last week, and it was our album of the week and Stereogum's album of the week. And that was Reading Lucy's Diary from it. And Penelope Isles before that with Thinking Seat from a forthcoming third album from the Twins. Where are they from? Are they from the Isle of Wight? No, I made that up. From the South Coast.
Oh, the South Coast.
Definitely South. Maybe Brighton. Probably Brighton.
My fact was that they're twins, which I only learnt yesterday. album of the week. Possibly going to have two albums of the week. Certainly going to have one from Kelsey Liu, who's put out a string of brilliant singles this year. Really atmospheric, get under the skin singles. And has now put out a second album. Yeah, it's the follow-up to Blood from, was Blood 3 years ago? I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. This one is called So Help Me God, and there's going to be two tracks from it, two tracks from it this afternoon. I'm going to start with Only the Lonely. And are we going to go straight into Olivia?
Let's do the Olivia Rodrigo track we both brought. Yes.
Okay. So you're going to hear this and then Distractions.
Expectations.
What's Distractions?
I don't know.
Where have I seen
Distractions? You were distracted, weren't you?
All right. Only the Lonely by Kelsey Liu.
If I could take back time, I'd tell you I'd never forgive you. Held on to my bucket like you held on to my heart, and you filled it up with change that you'd blindly disregard. Oh, I knew it when I saw you spinning time, and I'd feel you on the rise. And I knew you were the type to love me. I disagree with the way that you loved me. I must have known that you wasn't a homie. Only the lonely could be like they know me. Only the lonely could feel like they'd hold me.
Hello, this is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
Olivia Rodrigo and Expectations, the penultimate track on her new album. You seem pretty sad for a girl so in love.
How many albums has she had now?
I don't know, actually.
I'll give you one either way.
Three, four.
You needed that one either way. This is the third.
I was going to say three.
You were.
And then it went into four. So I thought, is it more than
and
that?
And you were still okay.
I was still okay.
Yeah, it came out yesterday, kind of a surprise release.
Yeah.
She had a surprise appearance at Primavera last week, did a 45-minute set where she brought onto the stage Robert Smith to do the new single, the song What's Wrong With Me, which I think we will play in the second
half. I think we will play it.
Yeah. It was a big surprise that she didn't come on the stage during the Cure set the day before, but I think...
Did that at Glastonbury, though, didn't she?
Did that at Glastonbury. No.
No.
No, Robert Smith came on... her set in Glastonbury.
Yes.
Yeah.
But to do Cure songs.
Yes.
That's why I was confused.
She didn't, yeah. But the album is fantastic. It's 13 tracks long and it's getting universal acclaim.
It is.
She's the real deal.
She is.
She really is the real deal. 23 years old as well. It was album of the week, official one before that, Kelsey Lou. So Help Me God is the name of the American singer's second album. And you heard from it a track called Only the Lonely. All right. No new artists yet.
Should we put that right with two?
Let's do it.
Two in a row. First up, a new indie pop supergroup. So, Bad Bad Hats, we've played quite a while. Been playing for quite a while, the breakdown, rather. They're made up of Kerry Alexander and Chris Hogue. And they have teamed up with Elena Carroll, who records under the name Party Nails. Now, have we played Party Nails before? I'm not sure if we have. I don't recognise that name.
I do recognise that name. But
well, maybe we have. Mm. But anyway, they've collaborated on an album that's coming out on the 7th of August. Mega Sound is the name of the band, and I think indeed the album. Yes, self-titled album. Anyway, this single came out this week. It's called Supersize, and it's going to be followed by another new artist, you say?
Well, we're going to check one first to see if we've played that. If not, we'll play the other one.
Okay.
All right.
The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
Welcome back to The Breakdown. That was...
Of the Bean.
Bean.
Listening to that song.
Listening to that song.
But that's part of The Breakdown.
It is. But welcome back.
Welcome back to this link. Yes. Sorry. Sorry, I'll stop interrupting you. It's good to have me back, isn't it?
You say that name then.
What? Ty Siegel?
No, ooh, the one above it.
Oh, Prown.
Prown. That's who you've just heard. Who've never been played on The Breakdown before. They've got an album coming out later this year called Maybe Look. They're from Austin, and that's the third track from it. Called Wall, which you just heard, and before there was another
Super Size, yeah, from Mega Sound.
Another new artist.
Another new artist.
Okay, so that's two. I don't think I'm going to get one into my Treble 7 because you're going to hear in order Ty Segall, how are we saying it?
What? Siegel.
Yawa?
Oh, Yawa Nailgun.
Yawa Nailgun. And Party Dozen, who we have played before. But anyway, that doesn't matter. We'll sort out the problem that is the other three new tracks that need to be played after this. Ty Segall.
It's
not a problem. He's going to be releasing an album and an EP on the same day on August the 28th.
Why don't you just make it a long album?
I do not know. Chrome is the name of the album, and I think this track, Black Paint, is on that. Although it might be on the EP. Doesn't matter. It's sub 2 minutes, and it's brilliant.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
This is Vanity Fairy, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Always some good skronking on nice, Party Dozen songs.
Nice bit of sax there at the end. Party Dozen, the Australian duo, had a single about a month ago, actually, called Special Unit. And you've just heard it there. I put it onto a playlist about 2 weeks ago. Can't think where I heard it, though. But I'm glad I got it onto the end of that treble seven. We started off with Ty Segall, Black Paint, from his upcoming album and EP on the same day project, and then followed it with something from Yawa Nailgun, their second album, Ballerina. No, second album, it's called Magazine, and it came out yesterday. The first album was 22 minutes long.
Yeah.
And this one is less than half the length of that, till 10 tracks. Ballerina, the track you heard. Okay, over to you. Longest song of the day or not?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
Would the longest song of the day be the Interpol?
It would be the Interpol one, which probably play in the second hour.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to play this month's track from my best unbeaten brother. So they've made it to the half-year point with every single release of theirs getting played on the show. They're releasing one song every month. Nearly played this one last week, but couldn't fit it into the show. But I got a reminder in the week from Ben, from the band, that the new song is out. It's called Forgotten Folk Song. Not on the back of the show. It sent it, I think, during the show. But anyway, we've played them all, and we're going to continue, if they continue the quality, which I'm sure they will. This is Forgotten Folk Song.
What are we gonna do with all the photographs? We can fill our house with this stuff. What are we gonna do with all the films we took? Hours and hours of stuff we never watch, and all those magazines stinking up the place. I got this sinking feeling that still be stinking up the place for years. No one gets to choose, no one gets to say. In what will last forever, we might be outlived by a piece of gum, or we might still mean something to someone. Cause every song can be a folk song. Before long, I just forgot. Before long, just a mess of metaphors that don't make sense. And every song can be a lifeline to someone, can be the thing they cling to when they need assurances that they're not on their own. We cling to this stuff. Watching these old films as if they can save our lives, as if the people in the films can stop and look us in the eye and tell us some lost truth, or tell us not to be so dumb. We might not last forever, we might be outlived by a piece of gum, but we might still. Every song could be a sad song. Before long, it gains momentum. Before long, it soundtracks something meaningful to someone else. And every song can be a lifeline to someone, can be the thing they cling to when they need assurances they're not on their own. We cling to this stuff. Gonna do with all the broken stuff? We can build a house with this stuff. And all the good stuff that's not forgotten could be reused. It's like a lifeline, it's just a lifeline, but it's just a choose.
My Best Unbeaten Brother and Forgotten Folk Song, their effort for June. Right, there's 18 minutes left in this hour. We're going to have something from Catherine Moan in a couple of minutes. But first, an artist that I saw when I wasn't here the other week. I was away in Stockholm at an all-dayer, co-organised by the Punk Slime label. And an album is coming out from Sibylla Attar, who's a new name on me, but was absolutely phenomenal live.
Is this when you sent the video up?
Yes, yes. Yeah. So yeah, I'll give you more details about the new album after this, but this single came out this week. It's called Slow Down.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
I'm not afraid to
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just debating about what to play next there.
Yeah, but that was Catherine Moan with a track called Enemy. I think we've only ever played her before in collaboration with Primer.
We have twice.
So that's her first play. Well, doesn't count as first play, but first solo appearance on the show. And Enemy is about abandonment on a personal and systematic level and the anger and emotions that can arise from being given up on.
There was definitely anger and emotions in that.
I felt them. We're going to play three more tracks before we get to 4 o'clock. We need a shortish one, so we go for that Howdy track.
Yeah, I brought that as well.
You got that one.
Howdy.
Yeah, okay. This is the second track, I think, from their new album, due out in July. It's called Blast. We'll be back on the other side.
This is Meishi Meishi, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I'm tense and I don't even know why.
I would die
for a little less self-control. I'll walk the city in a straight line.
I would die
for a little less status quo.
No more closet disco.
I'ma dance my heart out, baby, out, out. Hold your desire, no slowing down. Cause I'ma dance my heart out, baby, out, out.
me now. A summer dance, my heart out, baby. I take the city painted scarlet. Tonight I'm flipping the switch. Burn down the walls of my apartment. I'll let you see me like this. No more, no more. Closet, closet. Disco, disco queen. Say no more, no more. Closet, closet. Disco, disco queen. I'm burning, baby. I'm ready now. And I'ma dance my heart out, baby, out, out. Ultra desire.
Yeah, that is a track from the third album by Norwegian artist Dagny. D-A-G-N-Y. I've always said Dagny, but apparently it's Dagny. The album is called Dance Erotica. No, Dance Floor Erotica. And that was Closet Disco Queen, a single that came out a week or two before the album.
Brilliant.
But worth playing.
We're going to finish this hour with something from Blood Red Shoes. I think already getting their third play of this year. Put out a couple of new singles earlier this week. This is one of them. It's called Start to End. And it is the end of the first part of this show. So very apt.